From the best-selling Christian Heroes Then and Now series, YWAM Publishing presents Francis Asbury, Circuit Rider, by Janet and Jeff Benge. Read for you by Tim Gregory. For information about other titles in this outstanding series, please visit our website at ywampublishing.com or call us at 800-922-2143. Chapter 1. Lying Low. The meeting over, Francis Asbury stood at the door of the old wooden barn where he had just preached. As he said goodbye to the men in attendance, he knew that he might never see some of these dedicated young preachers again. There was a good chance a number of them would get caught up in the war between the Patriots and the British. Nonetheless, Francis encouraged the American-born preachers to go about the business of preaching the gospel as boldly and as best they could under the circumstances. Soon, Francis was left alone with his thoughts. It was a bitter moment. The men were going off to ride circuits and preach and teach, while he was holed up in a house in a remote corner of Delaware. More than anything else, he wanted to be out riding the circuits. That was what he had come to the American colonies to do. For 7 years, he had roamed freely about the countryside, preaching and teaching and establishing Methodist societies wherever he went. All that had changed. He was an Englishman, caught in the Americans' war with the British for their independence. Francis had been in the colonies long enough to appreciate the stand the Patriots had taken against Great Britain. He even agreed with most of their complaints. But it was the spring of 1778, and the British still occupied Philadelphia, which they had captured from Patriot forces several months before. Because of this, fear and anxiety gripped Americans living in the surrounding colonies, such as Maryland and Delaware. These Americans were unsure what the British Army's next move might be. As a result, any Englishman caught riding through the countryside was immediately considered to be a Tory, an English sympathizer, and perhaps even a British spy. More than a few Englishmen had been arrested or killed. As an Englishman, Francis found this to be a big problem. His fellow English Methodist preachers had solved the problem by getting on ships and returning home, but not Francis. He felt that God had called him to remain in America. But now he wondered whether he'd made a mistake. Perhaps he should have left for England with his best friend George Shadford the month before. If he had, he wouldn't be stuck in Delaware, lying low and unable to move about freely simply because he was an Englishman. He had always been permitted to travel as a Methodist preacher, and he hoped that would never change.